Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom. That is Living Color. Look in my eyes. What do you see? It is the cult. The personality. Yes, sir! On a Wednesday. Appreciate you hanging out with us for the next 2 hours. It is Beat Akron Week. Lots to talk about, and we will do the dance. Remember the rules of this time of day. We find rabbit holes. We go down them. We don't know where this is going to end up. Quite frankly, we just tell you to buckle up and go on the ride with us. 402-464-5685 is the Starter Hammond text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? You can and you should. Hit us up. It's a what's up. Don't yell at us from the car. Say what's up first. Be a human. Be an adult. Say what's up first. And then yell at us.
And then yell. And
then yell. You can follow on the live streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you're fancy, jump over to Amazon Prime. You can follow all of that there. Get the ticket app, download it. Take us wherever you're going because we want to go and you want us there. So let's fix that. Bach, sir.
Oh, he wasn't ready.
Oh, no. I have to tee him up. He knows. So, Bach, if you would please pay the bills.
Yes,
pay
the bill. This hour is sponsored by Hamilton Telecommunications, bringing you the latest quality technology and communication services since 1901. Whether it's residential or business, Hamilton has the answers. Visit HamiltonTel.com for more info today.
Thank you, kind sir. And then, because you are the party starter, you are the trendsetter, you set the temperature of the room, Bach. We cannot do this without you. Give this man his flowers, please.
That's going to take me a second, too.
See, this is my guy.
You know what my favorite part
this,
is?
This is
the
my
panic
guy.
In his face when he's looking at you because he's not sure what you're asking for.
I have to keep him on his toes.
That's what we're here for.
He is a veteran, but I also know that if I let him cruise, he will cruise.
Well, wouldn't you?
No. You not built for it. No.
I'll cruise.
Yeah, I'll cruise. Listen, y'all can cruise. I got the button. Bach, you good?
I am questioning a little bit what you're looking for. Was yeah, it the note from earlier or
whatever you want to okay. Bach, you are a pro, man. You decide what if you get to set the room. You're the DJ. What do you want him to hear?
Well, we just play a nice highlight to bring.
There we go.
Okay. And again, Shogun's on his heels. Here comes Smith. Oh, he's putting the pressure on. Shogun's on the pressure. How is he still standing?
Massive right hand. That is it. Anthony Lyon Smith takes out another legend.
Amazing. Legend killer.
Incredibly impressive
for Lyon
Smith.
Legend killer. Hey, Bach, now, the note I gave you. Now is when I want this. This man deserves his walkout.
Hey.
Ah!
There we go.
See, that's
Okay, now I'm ready. I'm ready. All right, let's go.
Let's get it. If you know this man, anytime he marched himself, he walked out to the octagon. This is what he walked out to. He walked into the studio here at 11th and O. Anthony Lionheart Smith. What's happening, brother?
How we doing?
We are good, man. We are good. You're in the building. It's a good thing.
We're back. We're here.
And the beginning of it, so you and I were trying to land on a name, and then you land on a name, and then 30 seconds later, it's, oh, no, there's another idea. Yeah. And then another idea and another idea. And I think we just need to spend more time on it. Because I love the Lionheart talks and the Roar, Rage and Roar, all of that. But then it was because of that song, I thought, it's Lionheart's dojo.
Yeah, maybe.
It's in the dojo.
We're in the dojo right now.
We're in the dojo.
We're in here right now.
And I was like, okay. But then it was Club Lionheart.
Club Lionheart would be a dope place.
Right.
We could parlay that.
Right.
Like, we go from this club and we go right across the street. We're right, going right over there.
Right. Like you need to be a member.
Right.
Right. Which for means sure. you got to know the opening line to your walkout song.
For sure.
Like, that's literally keys to the membership. Like, you
like a speakeasy.
Yeah, like, you got to know the code.
Right.
Like, you
got to tint all these windows right here.
All we do is you slide the window to the side. Mm-hmm. What's the password? What's the password? And make people come into it. But it's all fair. It's been a great couple of weeks. And you just got back from Kansas City.
I did.
Bach was in Kansas City as well.
Oh, thanks for the text.
See, I need to make sure, and he has your number now.
He does.
He has your number, so there's no excuse.
There's no excuse.
I was in there I got sat down for the coin flip, and I left right after the out of the parking lot an hour and a half, sat there for an hour and a half, but I didn't have a whole lot of time in between the game.
No, it's fine. You hate me.
You find out about people.
I thought
right?
I had a friend. Okay.
You find out about people. Bach, just so you know, that even like when we go to UFC events, he's working. I go to them. So there's a little bit of difference. But because of that, I also know I need to respect his time. So I will just let him know I'm there. And then at some point when everything is done, you find Anthony. You find Anthony. And I had to recover because your pizza guy in Chicago gave me one of the pies.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me one of the pies because he was like, well, listen, if you and Anthony are going to do this thing, I will send pies. So he sent a pie to the hotel I was staying at.
Incredible.
It was, except you ever stared down a pie and had that pie just stomp your foot?
No.
It stomped my foot it didn't wait for Herb Dean
to step in.
Like, he just threw a bolo punch and hit me, and then he kicked me in the stomach. And then I was, okay, I can't ask for time out because he's right there in front of me.
You gotta go.
You gotta go. And so I had to take a second bite. But I knew the first bite had me. The fight was over. So how do you tell the dude who owns the pizza place in all of Chicago?
Right.
How do you tell him, bruh, this pie, this was not it, man.
This was not it.
This was not it. So, Bach, I doubled up. I'm not sure I've ever felt the pain that the second bite of that pizza gave me.
You just got a bad one.
I knew
you got
that.
A bad one.
And the fact that they fed the media.
Oh, yeah.
All 4 days that we were there, and a new pie would show up. And Lionheart, I just want to tell you, as soon as they showed up, the smell of it sent me back into the lab.
Just you right back.
Right back. Right into the lab. So, but Bach, I had to wait until 2 o'clock in the morning to go hang out with.
Oh, it was hot too.
You know, two o'clock in the morning.
I sweat through an entire suit. It was awful.
Oh, and that's like, he's sweating through top level suits. As a matter of fact, we need to get him to Gary Michael.
That suit guy?
Yeah.
I love a good suit.
Yeah,
guy.
No, we need to do that. So
I hope he's listening right now.
He probably is. He's a big sponsor by us. Friend of the show.
I need
Gary Michaels Clothiers. Free shout out.
There we go.
We will pay it in advance.
I love it.
Because you go through suits.
I do.
And you are not an easy fit, sir.
No. No. I got this little tiny girl waist with these little wide shoulders. Got gorilla monkey arms.
Yeah. He's
long
just,
legs.
Right.
I'm a mess.
Not buying off the rack at
no,
all.
No.
Just
no,
not happening.
Do can't do it.
Just not happening. But thanks to you, the people at UFC sent me the UFC shoes.
Yeah.
They hooked it up.
There we go.
They hooked it. It was a gift. I was like, what are we doing?
We love free things.
Oh, well, now, because of that, on the break, Marcy from Sweet Things by Marcy.
Yeah, yeah. What she got coming?
She dropped them off. They're back in the office.
That's what I'm talking about.
So
I don't think I haven't met her yet.
We need to make sure. I'll text her.
She doesn't know this, but her and I have a thing.
I tried to. I tried to tell her.
She doesn't know it yet. She might now. But her listening. And I, we're going steady.
Yeah,
she keeps baking like that.
What's the comedian? He says when you meet crazy. The girl, and you just go, "Cause you're my girlfriend." I don't know if you know it or not, but you're my girlfriend.
Her and I are a thing.
Oh, I have that with your girl Karen.
Oh yeah.
Whenever you're on set, like I'm just like. Anthony just up there with my girlfriend. Like, just just be nice to her.
She don't know it.
No, she don't know, but you know, there are things. Tell me about Kansas City. Did you take the family? What'd you do?
No, I went to Kansas City Thursday day. Left early enough thinking I was gonna do some tailgating and bounce around a little bit, meet a bunch of, you know, people that were down there. And then I was staying in Kansas City. I went on to a bachelor party in the Ozarks after that. But so it was just me, we just kind of went with the boys. It took me 6.5 hours to get to Arrowhead. It's the same drive I do all the time because I have Chiefs season tickets. So I do that drive all the time. It's every bit of 3:15.
I did not know you were a Chiefs season ticket guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my.
I am.
We are now having different conversations.
Are we?
Yeah.
Why is that?
You know, there are things that we like to do on certain Sundays, and that would be a part of it.
I'm in.
Yeah, you know.
I thought you were going to tell me who your pro team was.
Well, I'm a DC born and raised human being. I am from Washington, mm-hmm. DC. I can tell you that my first heroes were Redskins. My first bosses were Redskins, as a matter of fact. So my first professional media job. Redskins magazine with all Super Bowl champions, Tony the Sack Man McGee, Rick Doc Walker, Gary Clark, and Monty Coleman, and me. And
that's awesome.
One of those things was not like the other,
yeah.
Right? Like the others were had rings and stuff, and yeah. I'm just sitting there holding my hand, like
by hiding.
Like, oh, 100%.
Arms crossed.
Well, they talk with their hands because. There's gold on them. There's gold diamonds on them.
Yeah, it's easy to do that.
And I'm just hands. I just got skin and hope.
Well, I was gonna give you a bit of grief about having a different team, but there's nothing I could say that your own team hasn't done to you in a while.
100%.
I'm gonna leave you be.
I broke up with them for 8 years.
Did you?
Until they had a new owner. Like you had to have a new owner. Yeah. And I was like, until that. And then when the old owner left, because he, at some point, was my boss in the past. Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be. or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult, but I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
And I knew it's kind of like being in the UFC where you know things that people from the outside don't know. Mm-hmm. And there, you just know there's certain places you can't be in.
Yeah.
You just go, I can't.
Oh, well, you could be there. You just shouldn't.
Right. Right. Like for people who.
The door's open.
The people who care about you understand that you don't want to be there, but you have to be there.
Right.
And there are too many times you make that decision.
For sure.
So, and then finally new ownership. And I was like, it was, what's the color purple where you go, Daddy, I'm married now. Oh, you're new now.
We're back.
You're new now. I can come back. Casey, Chiefs games, we'll make that happen.
Definitely.
They will make that. Bach. You hear this, Bach? You hear this?
He's going to text you hear me. This, he's Bach. Not going to text me anyway.
Right. You hear this, Bach? Like, Bach is a stadium guy. Cardinals fan.
That's okay.
Yeah, you know, we forgive him because we feel sad. For him.
The weather's nice.
Yeah.
The weather's nice. I'm fine with it.
Right. We figured that out. 6 hours is too much.
So the drive was 6 hours. It took me about an hour and 15 minutes to go 0.8 miles to get into the stadium. Once I was there, we had a little bit of time. We cooked some food, you know, had a couple cold drinks and then went into the game. And it was electric. But I found myself having like weird business conversations with myself. Like, why in the world would you ever choose to play your home game versus the Huskers at Arrowhead? Number one, it's only from here. What, 4 hours? Mm-hmm. Right? It's 4 hours from here. Well, the Huskers.
Bob, how long was your drive?
Let's see. You know, I left at like 3 right after the show and got the coin flip at like 8. 8:10, I guess, is when they started.
It was a bad day.
Yeah.
It's like three and a half hours is what I think would normal.
Yeah, it's rough. But listen, the Husker football nation is a cult in the best way possible. I don't say that to you guys or to us as a shot. I'm not taking a shot. This is a positive. If this game was being played in Norway, we would pack that stadium most likely.
Mm-hmm.
So when it's that close, like when they're remember when the highlight video played, when they were coming out onto the field, they play this huge Cincinnati highlight. You can't hear it because the entire Husker Nation just booed. They booed the entire marching band off the field. You couldn't even hear. I couldn't hear an instrument play when the fans started going crazy. It just feels so crazy to give. I mean, I'm, you know, the $6 million probably helps, but there's just no way that the Cincinnati fans feel okay with that.
Well,
we gave away a home game.
Well, we finally looked
to play an away game versus the Huskers.
Like, we looked at the numbers and that they average selling out their home games at 98% capacity for the season.
Mm-hmm.
38,000 fans, and you gave it up for a paycheck and a loss.
Okay, you're 3.5 hours from Lincoln. If my math is correct, Arrowhead holds 9,000 less people than Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have to do is drive 3.5 hours.
Which they're doing within the state.
So if we lose, yeah, exactly. If you drive from Ogallala, it's the same drive. It's the same drive to Lincoln. So what I just don't understand, like, it's a bit, and again, it's down to a paycheck. It's for money. But then all in the media, you see all the Cincinnati media people that do the same thing we do here for the Huskers.
Mm-hmm.
Just losing their minds. Like, well, I don't know what you guys expected. We've been doing this for like 300 and some odd games here. Now we have a 9,000 seat buffer. You don't think we're gonna crank up Arrowhead? And it's at an NFL stadium that feels different and big and new. Come on.
It was.
What did you guys think was gonna happen?
It was the same thing. And
we ain't got nothing else to do.
That part.
Why wouldn't we?
Been waiting 9 months for this.
Right.
9 months to plan for this.
For sure.
And it showed up. It was the thing. Proud of Husker Nation.
Very.
Felt bad for Cincinnati. Felt bad for the coach in the postgame. Well, not even in the postgame, he just went, what did you expect?
Right.
Like, we gave this game away before we played the game.
For sure.
literally, you know, he said, I don't know what the point spread would have been if this had been in Cincinnati, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't going to be what it was.
Yeah.
And it sounds different. It looks different.
There's a great chance that Cincinnati looks the same, though.
I don't know. This is the thing. If it's your, if you've invested in Cincinnati football, and you've got the Kelce Bros and Taylor Swift throwing money and heavy, he'll be the new GM for Cincinnati Bearcats football the moment he retires from the Chiefs. But the moment that happens, then, you know, the value of the program goes up. And every time he and his brother and his fiance walk in the building, it's a different deal because she's going to be at Cincinnati Bearcat football games.
And that's where I felt like it was a bad look because the camera kept flashing up to Taylor Swift and Kelce wearing Cincinnati gear. And then we just drown it all out. And it just was a bad look. It was a bad look.
Well,
and I'm happy it happened because I had a great time. I thought it was really good for Husker football. It was really good for the state. I think for Cincinnati, it's a bad look because you got a Bearcats airbrushed hat on Travis Kelce. You got Taylor Swift wearing Cincinnati gear, and then you're at Arrowhead playing in a home away game. It's wild.
I just want to know what Mahomes and Kelce bet.
What do you mean?
Well, he's a Dylan associate adjacent.
Yeah.
And Kelce being a Bearcat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that he was going to see Cincinnati.
No, no.
Like, that's his dude.
He's going to see his guy.
Right? So there would be some wager.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's definitely a bro bet for sure.
Right? Like, there's a bet. I hope that he has to wear a Dylan Rayola jersey at some point.
Oh, that'd be great. That would be great.
Right? Like,
I'll send him one.
Right? Like,
I'll send him two.
Right.
Well, you better, because his wife would be upset that you weren't considerate of that.
And we would, Taylor would wear it.
Unlikely.
As a dress. With cowboy
problems. Yeah, probably.
We would send her the Husker cowgirl hat, too.
Have to.
Right? Let's dress it up.
Okay.
If we're going to do it, let's do it all the way. What's your first thought of Nebraska's performance? In Kansas City,
are we being nice or are we being honest?
Be honest. I was a little good,
like lots of good, some bad, but the bad things I don't know that you can really call bad, in my opinion. I'm not this huge football expert. I'm not gonna bore you guys and break it down as deep as I was talking with my friends at the game. But I was happy with the effort for sure. I was happy with the effort. I think that sometimes you can try too hard when it comes to football and fighting and sport. There was a lot of over pursuing on the defense early. I think they settled in a little bit as the game went on. But some of that didn't go away. They were kind of taking bad angles to the ball. But a lot of that is just trying so hard. And I can't get mad about that. I seen a team that tried hard the whole time. I think Cincinnati's defensive line isn't getting enough credit. I think their defensive line is better than anyone's willing to admit. I think Cincinnati is going to be a tough team for anybody. I don't know how well they're going to do in terms of wins and losses, but they're going to make it tough for everybody. I thought our offensive line worked really hard. I think they struggled at times with assignments, and I think sometimes those crowds in those big arenas, as much as it is beneficial for defenses, I think it does hinder your own offense at times. Arrowhead's one of the loudest stadiums in the entire world. It's just the way it is acoustically. It's just loud. So I think they struggled with that even offensively a little bit. There were some miscues and whatever. Like, there's some growing pains. It's the first game of the season. I don't expect them to be perfect, but generally I was happy with it.
Who do you enjoy watching off this year's team? Week one. Who'd you enjoy watching?
I keyed in on Rayola a lot. I thought he, at times in the past, specifically last season, I think he tried to do too much. And I think sometimes, as much as we draw those parallels to Mahomes and Mahomes does too much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes does too much. And he gets away with it because he's good. And he's kind of magical, but he's unique. He's one of one. There's not too many people that can do what Patrick Mahomes can do when he gets outside of himself a little bit. And I think Dylan sees that, and there is a lot of parallels. They are connected. So I think last year he was doing a lot. And sometimes you just have to be the best you can at what you're doing, and you can't always worry about everybody else. And so I thought he played a really mature football game. I thought he made some good decisions. You know, there was a, even if kind of just from the outside, there was a, I think he took a sack, and I thought that in the past he would have ran around and scrambled and thrown an incomplete pass and stopped the clock and just tried to just get it out of his hands and not take the sack. And I think Matt Rhule talked about that a little bit too, where he was just a mature football game where he took just smart enough to like make that decision in his head. Like, all right, I'm kind of cooked here. I just got to take the sack and let the clock run. So I think there was a few of those decisions. You know, he threw it away more than he did, like in some situations he wouldn't have last year. He would have forced it in there and it would have, could have gotten sketchy. But I generally was happy with it.
Do you look at, and as fans, we're all guilty to a degree of looking at the physical aspect of how teams look, mm-hmm. and how players look. There's a certain look to Nebraska football. And a lot of the discussion amongst other coaches from other programs saying, okay, this looks like a different kind of Nebraska team. Mm-hmm. You're in the physical business, so you understand the work that somebody puts in to get in ready for the competition, the fight, the game. How does Nebraska look to you? Do they look like a strong team, a physical team, a powerful team, fast team, quick team? What do they look like?
They look athletic. They look athletic. I don't know that, again, I'm just speaking from the guy sitting in the crowd. They don't look as large as like maybe a typical Nebraska football team would be. But I think that they're finding the right personalities and the right types of athletes for those positions. Like we could find bigger linemen probably, but I don't necessarily know that the bigger linemen are going to be the more successful linemen in some situations for sure. Like we're tush pushing. You definitely want, you want your 6'6", 380 guys.
Yeah,
for sure.
You want some beef.
But like I think guys like Jason Kelce mm-hmm. are kind of the future of football. The faster, really strong, more athletic guys, I think are going to start pulling ahead.
So this leads to an interesting space that...
Well, wait, what did you think about the look of them?
So I had been listening, and I have been a loud proponent of having clean eyes Thursday, 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I didn't want any preconceived ideas based on what other people said.
Right.
And I have to do that. Right. Because I have to remove the coach aspect, the player aspect.
Sure.
And then you get to the media aspect, but I need to clear. What does it look like there? It's in the UFC game.
Right.
If I see you Thursday night and you look strong, but you look weak on Friday morning, I worry about you for Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And then how you come out of the ring, come out to the octagon on Saturday night, you can't lie to your body.
No.
You can't fake your body into mm-hmm. into proposing that, listen, I'm feeling dominant. So I looked at them and said they look more athletic than they did the previous year, mm-hmm. opening day. I can't compare them to Pinstripe Bowl, different right. group of players,
right?
Different phase of the season, mm-hmm. and that this was as healthy as Nebraska football was going to be,
right?
So let me see you. It's the baseline test,
yeah,
right? If I'm going to test your concussion protocol level,
you got to do it before you get a concussion.
I got to do it before. I got to see you yeah. at what you think is your best, your highest capability. And your highest presence, so you, like the poise yeah. in it. So, but that leads to the question. We'll go to break. But when we come back, I'm going to get Anthony's take on this. That in some cases, there are natural bodies, and then there are built bodies. And how those bodies respond to pressure often mm-hmm. is based on, hey, are you a natural 240-pounder?
Right.
Or are you a bulked up 240, because over the course of 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, those bodies are not going to react the same when you lean on them.
No.
So we will get Anthony's take on natural bodies versus built up bodies. Anthony Lightheart-Smith, Jake Bachrobe, and DP. We'll be right back.
Download our app by searching 93.7 The Ticket in your app store. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.